Diva Speaks podcast is the premier relationship podcast that explicitly deals with relationship matters from a woman's point of view. No subject is off limits. Relationship challenges, sex, intimacy, dating, infidelity, finances, heartbreak, and situationships are all a part of the discussion. Your relationship matters. Chop it up, okay? So I got my notes. We're gonna talk about it. And I'm gonna try not to go to church. I got something for you tonight. What y'all know about that Patrice Rushen? Ooh, what? Hey, y'all, hey. Welcome to Talk That Talk with Diva Speaks Relationships. My name is Angela Potarell. Welcome to the show. We got a new letter. It's a hot mess. Just let me say that. It is a hot mess. But I got some takeaways that you guys can, you know, whatever. But it is a hot mess. I just want to let you know that I don't have a point of reference, but I can definitely, we can chop it up, okay? But y'all don't know about this Patrice Rushen. So I'm going to silence my friend. Okay, because I don't want nobody hating on me for my choice in music. You know, I don't want y'all hating. I don't think that would be a good look. We got a lovely relationship. Let's keep it going. So, happy Thursday. Okay, it's almost the weekend. Okay, and I got something I want to tell y'all, but we're gonna get into this letter right now. I'm not gonna waste your time. We're gonna do what needs to be done. Again, if you're just now tuning in, my name is Angela Potarell. I am the diva of the Diva Speaks whole shebang, all of the shebang, the ministry, the podcast, the television show, the cable show, the satellite show, and all of that, okay? So let's get into it. Can we get into it? Okay. Y'all don't know about this Chaka Khan. What? I'm doing me over here, okay? I don't know what y'all are doing, but I'm doing me. I hope everybody's doing well. Y'all are blessed. Okay, so tonight's letter. Keeping it all in the family. Tonight's letter, you heard me right. Keeping it all in the family. Okay? That's what I'm going to name it. Keeping it all in the family. So if y'all are ready, I'm going to silence Chaka, and we're going to talk about it. I got some things that need to be said, but we are going to read this letter, Jesus. Ain't nobody. Okay, here we go, guys. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, I can see. Yes. Okay. Hey, everybody. I can see now. Eyes can see. Yes. Keeping it all in the family. Okay, here we go. Here's the letter. Let me silence Chaka. We will meet again, Miss Chaka. Okay. Keeping it all in the family. I saw my husband and my sister in my kitchen. But you know what? I left a word out, so I just want to grab your attention. I saw my husband and my sister naked in my kitchen. Y'all heard that, right? I saw my husband, my man, and my sister, blood relatives, naked in my kitchen. Okay, so I can't move. If I move, it becomes real and I have to accept what I saw and think of what's next. I came home from work early and saw my sister's car, thinking maybe she was dropping off some food from her job. But no, I walk in and see my husband and sister naked in my kitchen. The kitchen I paid for. As soon as I registered what I saw, I got into my car and left. I kept driving, just driving until I found the hotel I'm at now. I don't want to believe it. I don't know what to do. My sister, my only family, and my best friend, the one who's supposed to be there for me and support me, my husband, my person, my other half, the one who's supposed to love and respect me, the two most important people in my life have ruined everything. I've blocked both of them on my phone. I don't want to hear any of the bullshit excuses they'll come up with. I don't want to confront this. I want to go back to this morning when everything was fine. This is awful. Okay, so if you're just now sliding into the live show, we got a woman who came home early and she caught her sister and her husband naked in her kitchen. And instead of confronting them, she simply walked out and drove until she got to a safe place. And now she's writing the letter because I guess now things are sinking in. Well, let me just say, what in the Jerry Springer is going on here? This is awful. This is a betrayal that I pray, you know, I never experience. But I just want to commend you for not catching a case that day. I just want to commend you for not catching a case that day. I want to commend you for being able to get back into your car, exercise self-control, excuse yourself and remove yourself from a situation that could have been deadly for those two people. The two people that were the closest to you who chose to betray you. I'm so glad that you did that. But there's another part of me that says, how could you just walk out? I mean, even if you would have done something, let me tell you something. I don't promote violence. But if you would have gotten violent, I don't think there's any person that's on this live show that would have not understood where you were coming from. You know, there are sometimes, you know, we can look the other way and be okay with what you're doing. This is one of those things. I'm disappointed that you have not had the conversation yet because there are a lot of things you need to know. Your husband and your sister betrayed you. It's one thing to throw away your commitment, you know, dishonor your vows. It's one thing for your sister maybe to steal a jacket, you know, lie to your parents about something, make you take the fall for something. But these two crossed a line that can never be uncrossed. You know, you need to find out when exactly did this happen? When did it start? And what about the attraction? Because that's, I mean, if they went this far, there's an attraction there. What about the attraction that made them think it was okay to act on the attraction? You know, because this is what you stumbled into. There's a lot you don't know. I always say there's a lot you don't know. I need you to find that out. When you are in a space mentally to be able to deal with the answers that hopefully you'll be able to get. I want to coin this phrase, but you know, I don't like saying it. You have yourself a no good sister. You do. You have yourself a trifling husband. Of all the women in the world he could have slept with, and of all the places that there are to disgrace your marriage, you chose to disgrace and dishonor your marriage with your wife's sister in your home, in your marital home. I mean, I don't even want to know how low you can go, but I'm pretty sure this qualifies as the lowest. I mean, this is just low down. I would say, my friend, the best thing you can do for yourself is pray right now and be proactive with getting some therapy. I wouldn't say get your whole family involved, because this is going to tear the remaining part of your family apart. This is going to sink the ship. And it's just unfortunate that your sister thought so little of your relationship. It's so unfortunate that your husband thought so little of the family that he married into, that he would allow himself to sleep with your sister. I mean, girl, this is just jacked up. And as I was preparing some things to say about this letter, because there's a lot of times, you know, we don't always have to experience something to have compassion for the individuals involved or the victim, the person who's on the receiving end. And I was thinking about, I mean, for those of you that follow my page, you know that I was at the television station the other night. And there was a part in the interview that I talked about some things. And this is what I want to talk about tonight as it relates to this letter. And if you're just now tuning in, this wife walked in on her husband and her sister naked in her kitchen. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that they've been having an affair right there under her nose for God knows how long. And I just want to say, people are so busy having these conversations. I mean, it's like every other video. You guys have seen it too. It's like every other video you see, people are talking about who's bringing what to the table. What are you bringing to the table? Or somebody asked me, you know, what do I bring to the table? This is what I bring to the table. I don't bring anything to the table. You know, I am the table. And, you know, that's quite nice. It is. You know, if you are single and searching, you know, those are conversations that I would encourage people to have. If you're single and searching and you're wanting, you know, to be in a committed relationship. But so often, guys, let me just say it. So often when people talk about what they bring into the table, they're only talking about the positive things, things that make them look good, things that shine a bright light on them or put them in, a top tier space. You know, I can do this and I'm that, and I can do this and I'm this type of person. But can we talk about the other shit that you bring to the table too? Can we talk about that? Can we talk about your unwillingness, okay, to own up to your mistakes? How you fail in every relationship that you've been in to accept responsibility for the things that you bring that destroy every relationship that you've been in, including the one that you're in now. Can we talk about, you know, the other things that you bring to the table, which is, I'm just throwing some things out there. You're a liar. You can't, you know, keep your word. Can we talk about the things that you bring to the table that nobody wants to eat? Or can we talk about the things that you bring to the table and there's only a limited supply? Because after a while, you're going to replace that with something that I don't desire. You know, for instance, like this husband, I wonder, you married this man, you know, how many relationships has he been faithful in? Has every relationship before your marriage been one that resulted in infidelity being discovered? Has he always been a cheater? Has every relationship he's ever been in been the same? It goes both ways for both genders. I'm just saying, you know, tell the person that you're marrying or that you're considering being in a relationship with, yes, I do bring fidelity to the table, but it's only a limited supply. You see, after a year or two, what I'm going to do is remove fidelity from the table and replace it with a side dish that you may not like, which is dishonesty, lies, cheating, and everything else that comes with it. Sleepless nights. I bring that to the table too. I bring all of that. I bring disrespect to the table. I bring negative energy to the table. I bring toxic traits to the table. I bring my past men, my past boyfriends, my past girlfriend, my exes into the relationships. They're coming to the table too. I want all all of us to have a sit down. See, that's what you don't tell people. You want to tell people the good stuff. Tell people the bad stuff so that when they can see the old bait and switch, they can get up from the table because what you presented on the menu is no longer being served. So you got to know when to exit the table. Okay, and everything that people tell you that they are bringing to the table is not something that you necessarily want, or you need to find out how much is in supply. This is a wonderful example. Last week, my company had a food truck. We have food truck Tuesdays at the office. And what the office does is they get about anywhere from 3 to 5 food trucks free to us employees that come out and they serve us. From breakfast, whether it be a smoothie, coffee, donuts, or whatever, the food trucks come out. So for lunch, there was only 2 trucks and there was a dessert truck. I'm tying this all in. Wait for me. Main course food trucks for lunch. There was the hibachi truck and then there was the barbecue truck. Okay, now you have to tell corporate in advance which truck that you are going to, you know, get your food so they can get an accurate head count of how many people are going to be eating from this particular food truck so that when the food truck comes out, they will have enough food prepared for all of the people that said that they were going to patronize this truck. I had to be number 20. Now, this lasts about 2 hours. No sugar, honey, iced tea. I'm telling you a real story. I was one of the first in line. It's a barbecue truck, okay? And then the people that were serving the food, that owned the food truck, looked like me, if you know what I mean. No shade. I'm just saying. You know, I expected greatness. Oh, my God. From the ribs, steak ribs, pulled pork sandwich, coleslaw, a lot of other stuff, but you know, it was the pound cake that they say they had and the banana pudding, all of that. So, you know, all of that was going to be all inclusive with the meal. Honey, I got to the window and I told them my order. Gayla wanted a pulled pork sandwich. Gayla also wanted a slice of the pound cake and some other stuff. How about this man tell me that they done ran out of pound cake? How? Sir, you're not even 30 minutes into your time slot. How are you out of this item? Now, had me and a lot of other people known that, we would have chose differently. Because, see, what you presented on the menu is what attracted us to your truck. This is what made us choose you versus the other truck, is because you said that once we come to your truck, this is what you were going to serve us. This is what you had, okay, available for us to consume. But we were tricked. We were tricked. And when we got there, you didn't have any of what you told us that you said that you were going to have. How many times does this happen in relationships? People will paint a wonderful picture of everything that they say that they can do, everything that they say that they're going to serve in the relationship. Going back to this letter and making my point about what people want to talk about, what they're bringing to the table, tell people in advance that I can only be honest with you for X amount of time. After about a good 6 months, I'm done with the being honest. Take me for who I am. Yeah, I know you will have developed feelings for me. Yes, I know we will have bonded. We will have spent time. We will have been intimate by that point, but I don't give a damn. I did serve it to you. Yes, that was on. I brought that to the table, but now I'm taking it back. I'm going to replace the fidelity with something else. You know, take it or leave it. How many times do people stay at the table when what they told you was being served is no longer being served? Whether that is love, respect, honesty, fidelity, a peace of mind, all of that. To my good sister, I would say to you, you have experienced one of the worst betrayals that anyone can experience. The person that you married done you dirty with a family member. That's pretty hard to accept. That's pretty hard to digest. And I will not lie to you. I do not have a point of reference for you, but my heart goes out to you because you got the old bait and switch. But to my fellow, you know, all of the people that are on my page, Don't get tricked into these conversations where people are talking about all the positive attributes that they bring. Tell people, make people tell you the truth. Do you also bring to the table a spirit of unforgiveness? Do you also bring to the table not knowing how to shut your mouth? Do you also bring to the table a controlling spirit? Do you also bring to the table the tendency to always want to be right? Are you combative? Do you bring that to the table? Do you bring your family to the table? Are your family going to be all up in our business? You say you family oriented, but how far does that go with a relationship? You say you bring your family to the table, but you know, are they always going to be at the table? Are they always going to be in our business? Because, you know, sometimes people can dress stuff up to make that stuff look good. But once you get into the thick of things, you find out that it wasn't as they presented it to be. We need to find out. You know, you say this and you say this is what you bring to the table. Did you bring that to the table in your last relationship? How did that work out for you? And if you're so good at bringing all of these positive attributes to the table, then why do you find yourself in and out of relationships? Again, could it be a limited supply? Is this, you know, is this just an appetizer for the real thing that you really gonna serve? I mean, I'm just saying, guys, you know, again, I'm just trying to help someone from making a mistake of making a bad choice. To this good sister, my heart goes out to you, baby. You've been betrayed on the worst. I would say, and again, this is coming from a woman who has built her whole relationship platform on restoration, rebuilding, shifting your focus in your marriage and your relationship, you know, accepting accountability for what you brought to the table. You may not have committed as many offenses as your partner, but learning how to extend your partner grace and learning how to extend forgiveness and allowing God to do what God does best, which is, you know, restore. But in this case, I would say this man has slept with your sister. I don't know. I don't want to discourage you, but I wouldn't ever promote getting back with a man who has slept with a family member. I just can't in good conscience advise you to do that. But I would say I need you to take very good care of yourself. Lean not to your own understanding. Lean on the word of God. I need you to find a good support circle and lean on them, because this will be a journey for you. I don't want to lie. It won't be peaches and cream. It won't be a piece of cake. Don't accept the lies. Yes, you can forgive them, but don't be tricked into that bull sugar, honey, iced tea either. Forgiveness takes time. That is a process. People sometimes just say, oh, I forgive them. Yeah, but do you really? Because forgiveness isn't something that you just, you know, it's a process. So if you don't feel like you're ready to forgive the two of them because you just discovered and you need to process what has happened, you need to heal, just understand that's fine too. I just want to say bravo to you for not killing nobody. Bravo to you for not leaving the scene in handcuffs because you had to kill both of their behinds for betraying you. Bravo to you for not losing your mind. Bravo to you for not getting in a car and going killing six or seven other people because you just done lost it. Bravo to you for remaining calm and getting yourself to a safe place and trying to get to a safe space in your head mentally. Bravo to you. If you're just now tuning in, as I'm on my way out, this good wife wrote in because she came home a little bit early and caught her sister and her husband in the kitchen, naked. She didn't do anything. Oh, there's my friend. Hey, girl, Miss Final Cut. This good sister came home early and caught her sister and her husband in the kitchen naked. I'm going to tell you, a lot of us would have reacted different. You know, this seems like something off of a Jerry Springer show, but I feel like God was with her. God allowed her to get back into that car. No confrontation, no conversation needed. I saw what I needed to see. What I saw was right there. I know what happened. It's no excuse for it. And she, you know, she's trying to heal and process, but girl, something better is waiting for you on the other side of this, okay? Something better. But moving forward, you know, this next one that comes into your life, ask the questions. When people, you know, dance around or just come at you directly and want to know what you bring to the table, or they're telling you what they bring to the table after what you've been through. You need to ask, you know, okay, you're telling me all of this good sugar, honey, iced tea you're bringing to the table. Let's be balanced. Let's introduce some balance into the conversation. What else do you bring to the table? Do you bring a temper to the table? Do you throw a temper tantrum, or do you give your partner the silent treatment when you don't get your way? Do you also bring that to the table? Are you known for giving your partner the silent treatment when you can't get your way? Does that also come, you know, to the table with you? Okay. Do you take care of your children? Does that come to the table? You say you got kids. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Are you a good parent though? Are you active in their life? I mean, bring everything so people can make an informed decision regarding as to whether they want to move forward with you. You know, because once people have an accurate assessment or accurate information as to the type of person that you are and what you are bringing to the table, I mean, then it's on them. You can be like, wait a minute, I told you I wasn't no good. I told you I have a tendency to lie when I get caught and get mad when you confront me, you know, about a lie that, you know, I told you I wasn't shit. I told you I cheated on my baby mama. I told you I cheated on my last man because I found a dude and blah, 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 and it didn't work out. But he took me. Yeah. Tell people up front so they can do what they need to do, which is in their best interest. But don't get tricked into the old bait and switch where people are wooing you and love bombing you with all of these positive attributes that you fail to ask the other questions on the other side of that. Okay. So, this has been, you know, our letter tonight. This has been it, guys. I told you it was something, you know. Again, what in the Jerry Springer is going on, but I don't want to make this good sister feel bad. I want to say this. Anytime something this drastic, this over the top, this awful happens to you, just know there is something beautiful that can become of this if you will allow it to. Allow yourself to, you're going to hurt. That's normal. There are going to be some days where you're going to feel like it, you know what? It don't faze me. And there'll be other days where a scent, some cologne, a restaurant, a meal, driving on a familiar country road, that will trigger you. All of that's normal because, see, you was real. You loved your husband. You loved your sister. Those two got together and decided to betray you. Now, once the family finds out, you know, it's going to be a hot mess. But don't you feel guilty for telling your side of the story. And don't allow those two no good individuals make you feel guilty for not wanting to talk to them, for not wanting to forgive them in the heat of the moment, or right now it's too soon. You got to go through a whole lot of emotions before I feel like you're ready to even have a conversation with them. I'm just so glad I don't have to send you bail money or, you know, put money on your books for commissary, because had it been any other person, all of us would totally understand if you had. Girl, we're human. So, guys, I don't know. Got to know when to excuse yourself from the table. You know, you got to know, you know, when enough is enough. You know, I don't eat Brussels sprouts. You never told me that's what you brought to the table. I'm being simple, but, you know, I don't eat lies. I mean, I don't do people that can't own up to when they've made a mistake or you've been caught in a lie. Why you tell a lie in the first place? What is this? So, you know, just ask the questions that need to be asked. You know, dishonesty, you know, deception, unfaithfulness, the inability to honor your word and commitment. All of that, you need to find that out. Find that out. While people are painting this gorgeous picture of what they bring to the table, go discover the other side of that too. I once said on one of my posts, it's on one of my posts about not me personally, but, you know, being able to relate once upon a time, you know, I don't know what you're mad at me for. Me and you got the same story. We dealt with the same man. We both got the same results. Me and you share the same story. We both got the same results. What you mad at me for? You know, sometimes you just got to be honest with yourself and like, you know what? You mad at this woman for no, you mad at the new woman, or you mad at the old woman, or you mad vice versa with the man. You getting the same results. Neither one of you got anything different out of the same person that you were both with, because that person is just that person. They're not bringing or presenting anything new to the table. You know, you can't be mad at the ex. You can't be mad at the new woman when both of you done went through the same thing. Both of you got the same results, because this is what that person served. This is what they're serving. This is what they bring to the table. Moral of the story. So, all right, guys, I'm going to let you go because this has been fun. You know, hey, y'all. Hey, I told y'all I left the comments on. Look at me. I did good. See, I kept my word. I kept my word. So, guys, Diva Speaks Relationship Spotlight, my interview that I did at the television station, I will let you guys know when it will be available on Spectrum Cable or AT&T. Uverse, I'm super excited. My little show gaining some traction. Okay, so yeah, I'll let you guys know. And it has been my ultimate pleasure to sit here with you and chop it up about this letter. Just be encouraged. You know, some of us, you know, life happens to all of us in our relationships. And sometimes we can get so, you know, in a tunnel zone with what we're going through and so annoyed with our spouses, with the people that we're in a relationship, sometimes that we fail to realize it could be a hell of a lot worse. You know, you could be going through what this woman going through. And if you are, God help you. God help you. You know, and we have to be thankful for the problems that we don't have. Sometimes you got to be thankful. Sometimes you got to thank God for the prayers you do not have to pray. Ooh, that's a word right there. Don't hate on me. Don't use it. If you use it, you better tag me in it. Sometimes you better be thankful for the prayers that you do not have to pray. Sometimes you got to be thankful, honey, that it ain't what you heard about in these streets that other people are going through. I'm going to leave it at that. Thanking God for the prayers I don't have to pray. Amen. All right. So with that, I am out of here. I have I've taken up enough of your time, but I will make this show available probably later on tonight. Why don't you guys come back next week and we can do what we do. You know how we do it. Fellowship. Yeah. So the wife was in here tonight, guys. You should have offered some encouragement. Yeah. So on that note, good night.